ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, you don't know what exactly Caleb Williams is being told or what they're going to do when they come in the game, but, you know, do you say, hey, we're going to take our shot, give them a chance, but there was no chance that this ball... You know, you got two defenders, and they were there the whole time. And, you know, okay, you give Odunze an opportunity to go up and make a play, and that's fine. Take the sure thing, especially there on second down.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That is courtesy of ESPN, Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, and also Robbie Triano with the Outcast on the ones and twos. And it's also a good example of what we're seeing right now out of the Bears offense when it comes to trying to figure out who's wide receiver one, who is supposed to get the most targets in a game, who is supposed to be the person that Caleb Williams may look toward first. I joked about Olamide Zaccheaus being his blankie for a while. I feel like there were a lot of reads to Olamide. I feel like it has a lot to do with where he is on the field. But Rome Odunze has had an interesting six games so far. 46 total targets. But in the last two games, he's only had two catches each for 32 and 31 yards, respectively. DJ and Olamide have had 31 targets each, just in case you're wondering. Where I feel like DJ has made a huge, huge contribution so far is in his blocking as well. But we knew Ben Johnson wanted to establish the run game, and there's only so many snaps. The ball can go around to so many people. So you knew something may be lesser in the box score. But for Rome, I think that production out of the ninth overall pick, when Matt Eberflus said it, like just like we planned it, that was the telegraphed idea from the front office of who was going to be one and two. You're asking yourself, how should this play out for Rome in his second NFL season?
So are we calling Rome Odunze wide receiver one? Let's establish that.
I think I need to know who the Bears think is wide receiver one. I would think based on contract, it's still DJ. But I think they probably think their wide receiver one of the future is Rome. But you can't tell based on the offensive concepts.
So Rome, here are the two big numbers that stick out to me. Yes, he has more targets, like 50% more targets than DJ Moore's 31. He's got 46 targets.
Right.
And looking at that and the fact that he's averaging more yards per reception, 15 to DJ Moore's 11.7. He obviously has more touchdowns. He's got 5 and 6 games to just one for DJ Moore. But the real big number for me is first downs. And 20 times Rome Odunze on those 24 receptions has been for a first down. Whereas when you look at DJ Moore, of his 22 receptions, only half of them, 11, have been for first down. That's what tells me Rome is wide receiver one, because he's making the biggest plays in the game, the most first downs, and a high percentage of first downs, by the way. 20 out of 24 is nothing to sniff at. And to see the 5 touchdowns and knowing that he hasn't even had big games the last 2 times out – And we heard what Ben Johnson said in his day after press conference. And that leads me to believe more is coming to Rome Odunze in the future. It's just more of an individual game plan.
Let's hear what Ben Johnson had to say about Rome's numbers.
To me, the message for everybody is we just got to go back to work. I think as an offense, it comes in waves. Some guys are going to get hot and some guys are going to step out of the spotlight for a little bit. I think that's the nature of having so many good players. Rome certainly being a part of that. And so there'll be a time where this thing comes around again and he gets hot all of a sudden and he'll end up having 10 targets in a game and 8 or 9 catches and a couple touchdowns and we'll be feeling good about life. But when you're a perimeter player, I do think it's hard to necessarily dictate the number of times that the ball comes your way, you know? So I think he does a great job along with DJ and Luther and OZ, all those guys. I mean, they want to go out there and compete for their teammates. I think they're doing a better job of blocking for their buddies down the field as the play unfolds. There are a number of really good clips of that yesterday. And it certainly helps when we're having success as a team because, you know, you put any of that personal goals to the side. I think all those guys, they want the team to win first and foremost. And so the personal success, that'll come.
I think, though, that he's right. So many times you just know where a quarterback's eyes are going on the field. And with Caleb Williams, I know that when he's targeting Olamide Zaccheaus as much as he has, where I think it was game before last, he was the leading targeted receiver in the game. And it's because that's where his eyes go. That's a bad thing if you're trying to scheme against it offensively. If you're the opposing defense, it's good because you know he probably is reading the flat where OZ usually plays. But here's the other part of this. So as we've said, Zaccheaus has 31 targets. Rome Odunze has 46. But he only has a 52.2 catch to target percentage. Now, again, that part of it is because he's farther away. He's farther down the field. As you heard illustrated in that one play, Rome throws up his hands. He's at the next level of the defense. You know, he's out past the secondary. He's the guy who you want to take the top off, for example. He's got his hand up because he's open. But Caleb runs for the first down instead. Those are things that I think happen when you're trying to have an understanding of situational football. What I worry about is, long-term, that's what happens when you have a quarterback who doesn't like throwing interceptions, doesn't like risk throwing interceptions, doesn't like the word interception. Like, you're going to have to understand that sometimes you're going to have to look for your guy, not just have the telegraph plays or the intended plays where you've got to throw to him in double coverage downfield. We see that happen, but that's because I think he might be the intended read. There are times where he's going to be open downfield, but you're not looking there. I don't like to use that example all the time because I know exactly what he was thinking. He was trying to get the first down. But it is a good example of how this offense grows over time. And hopefully, he can take that risk too.
I put all the confidence and faith in Ben Johnson's ability to sort this out, right? But you bring up a very good point. The fact that Rome Odunze is only catching 52% of his targets is not good. And conversely, you've got a guy like DJ Moore, and this is why I think DJ Moore is their best receiver right now because he's proven he's done it, and he's catching 71% of the balls thrown his way. That's a much higher and much more acceptable number, right?
It's what he's known for.
And also what he's doing after the catch is, you know, not dependent on if he's covered or not because he's going forward whether he's got open field in front of him or whether there's a defender in front of him because he'll knock the defender around and get an extra 2 or 3 yards. That's what makes DJ Moore, I think, the toughest guy on this team. We know what happened when he had to stay overnight in a hospital, comes back, plays. Whew, couldn't be me.
Well, that part too.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
I think we all know what it means when you hear a guy say he had a horrible injury, it's groin, it's personal. Like, all of that. Here's what I think we should keep in mind. I don't want to hear any more about how he's not a team player when he's out there blocking like he does every single play. He's not doing that because he's trying to get glory. He's doing that because it's the right thing for the play. I can't tell you how many times I've rewatched Bears games over and over again, and I've seen him with a crucial block. I can't tell you how many times I've written down, DJ, nice block, DJ, nice block. Cole Kmet has had great blocking games. And it stinks because that's not how you get the highlights, right? It's not how you get talked about a lot of the time. It's not what you see in video all the time. But for people who watch it is, when you're watching all of that, when you see players that you know can do more because you've seen how they produce yards-wise touchdowns in a season. You know, Cole Kmet, keep in mind, was one time the leading receiver for the Bears in a season. So when you consider that and how he and DJ Moore are both sacrificing a lot of that by blocking because they want to be a part of this, they want to help the offense produce, I think that they deserve some credit there too.
We're talking Bears receivers here on Raheem Harris and Grody and just what effect they've had, what the roles are. Who is wide receiver one? I'm pretty sure it's Rome Odunze, by the way he's played, but I'm pretty sure DJ Moore is still the best and most consistent receiver on the team. To your point, Layla, about the blocking and the dirty work, as it were, remember, Ben Johnson's offense is run-based, and we saw it in Detroit. You see him on Ross St. Brown block?
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day he's consistent with his blocks.
I think the no block, no rock is something that has translated quite well in the Ben Johnson era compared to maybe earlier administrations.
And 847 is right here on the text line. Half of the catches that Rome's not making are because Williams is throwing the ball into contested. You're right. It's double coverage. It's somebody wrapped up on him. That is a lot of times the case. But what separates you in the league, and I'm not expecting this yet out of Rome in his, you know, first year and a half, is you got to make some of those balls that are contested to earn your money, to earn your keep, to earn your top 10 draft pick. You have to make some of those. You can't be dropping. There's been times where there's been somebody on his back, a defensive back on his back, and he's still got the right angle and position to make the catch, and it's in the right place on his body, but he drops the ball.
Right. Getting hit from behind is tough, but that's why you get paid as a receiver in the National Football League. That's the difference between here and college. The physicality of the game in terms of point of attack when you're trying to high point a ball or whatever. Also, 6-3-0 on the text line. I have a weird feeling that DJ could get traded this year or next year. He better not get traded this year. Somebody was talking about that.
Well, here's the thing. I think that when there's a new coach, you don't know how everybody's going to fit into the system. And there are times where they do trade really good players because they don't necessarily match what they're trying to do. Do I think that's the case with DJ Moore? No.
Exactly. And that's my point. It's like, if you want to trade him at the end of this season because you're going in a different direction, whatever. But after seeing what I've seen the first six games, DJ Moore is an integral part of this year's offense.
Well, 815, how about the Chargers? Fifth round tight end with 7 catches, 164 yards, and 1 touchdown. Yeah, I mean, we can compare the tight ends. You know, Tyler Warren's the biggest one for Indianapolis. Speaking of that game, you know, like Chargers played the Colts, and the Colts looked really good.
Two thoughts. One, if they were to trade DJ Moore, I don't know what the contract, the money, the dead cap, anything that goes along with that. Two, Danny Parkin's thought exercise. If you were to trade DJ Moore, what would you get back in return?
Well, that's a question. Like, one of the text lines said, for an edge. Okay, yes. Sure.
I think like a second round pick.
Monarch butterflies, unicorns, and rainbows being farted out of somebody. You know, like that positional value doesn't exactly translate that way. That's the issue. There's also got to be a market.
Could you get a first round pick for DJ Moore?
I don't know that that would be... Number one, I know how the first round picks get used from time to time in these parts. Number two, I don't necessarily know if that's sufficient to what the job is. I want to see what DJ Moore is like on this team in December. I think he fits in, especially because of the blocks that I just told you about. He is a yak and rack guy. Ben Johnson does want to get that screen game going, and DJ Moore should be a big part of it.
Also, you know,
that was another thing that happened on Sunday against the Saints. The Saints did not want them to set up the screen game. That was a telegraphed, deliberate plan. Chase Young was like, is this a screen? No, it's not. Batted ball.
He was definitely doing that. I think when you look at the idea of trading DJ Moore, it is laughable to me because of what I've seen. I think the other thing you have to look at is when you talk about what Ryan Poles would want for DJ Moore, all I know is he traded a second-round pick for a guy who was not nearly in the class of DJ Moore. That's on the record.
Right.
Chase Claypool.
Pick number 32, higher than where he was originally drafted.
Yeah, I'm not sure I even trust Ryan Poles to make a trade at this trade deadline.
Oh, I thought about that, too. I'm like, in what round do I trust Ryan Poles to get value? All right. Coming up next on Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on the Score, we have to discuss what on earth is going on in New York. J-E-T-S, Mets, Mets, Mets?
No, don't do that. Don't do it.
The Mets, J-E-T-S, Mets, Mets, Mets?
The Mets spend good money. They are not the White Sox. The Jets...
The Mets are a better executed idea of the White Sox. The White Sox with money?
I feel beat down right now.
Hold me back.
Hold me back. Actually, just help me up.
Help me up. No, the Jets are a mess. And yeah, well, that's evergreen. This one involves Justin Fields and the owner, Woody Johnson. We examine next.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Grody, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.